everybody, and welcome back to another edition of The AK Show with your boy AK the Ref. How is everybody doing on this Thursday afternoon? We are back here with our second episode this week. Like I said, I've been behind, so I'm releasing three this week. I'm going to release another episode tomorrow or Saturday, but today is the second episode this week. If you didn't catch the last episode, I did, when did I do that? Monday? I think I did it Monday or Tuesday. We got that on. I was talking about, you know, like a couple of DC movies and then the whole DC Marvel superhero movie genre. So go check that episode out. I did remember when I did upload that, I forgot to upload my intro. So, but I'm not going to go back and upload that away. It's fine the way it is. I'm not too much just editing all these videos, having all this and that. Like, eventually get to that point to where it's like, you get like I could do stuff like right now with, I'm using Riverside.fm, which is like kind of part of Spotify podcasters for podcaster websites for people making podcasts. And they have some stuff here. Like, they have the cheering thing, news, like, they have more if you pay a monthly fee, but I'm not at that point. You know, we just out here just making content. You know what I'm saying? I mean, anytime I watch a podcast or listen to a podcast, I don't need it to be all like glitz and glamorous. I just want it to be informative, something chill to listen to if I enjoy it. So that's what I hope I can do for everybody out there. You know, just keep building up some listeners and building up an audience and hope just have people rocking with me. You know, we out here doing a thing. And like I said, eventually down the line, I'm going to have guests because I had to go, I changed it. I had at one point, I did something else, and now I'm where I want to be, where I just talk about sports and entertainment and stuff like that. God damn, they hit another three. That's a foul. I got the Long Beach, Arizona State game on. I got a bet on Long Beach for the plus 19.5. So right now it's 37-58. It ain't looking good. I got that on one of my like parlays. They're just letting Arizona just hit wide open threes. I just don't fucking get it. Like, I got one. It's like I put like $3 bet. Like, I put some money in there and just use it to bet. I had one with Duquesne with the plus 9.5. They got that. And I got one with Akron, I can't even say, plus 12.5, and then Long Beach plus 19.5, and then Wagner plus 24.5, and then Morehead State plus 11. I got one of those, so it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 parlay. God damn, come on, Long Beach. I watched Long Beach the other day when I was in Garden City, Kansas last weekend, and we were at the bar / club, and they had the game on. I was like intensely watching it when they were playing against the team against UC Davis. I was like, I'm going for Long Beach, and they won. They came back and won. It was a good game for their conference championship. But yeah, and I have another parlay where Long Beach, I need the plus 19.5. At the rate this is going, I just need them just to get some more points. I just need them to score when they get, and don't let Arizona score. They just need a score so I can just keep my parlay. My two parlays I have going. There you go. Get a stop. I'm trying to give it a play-by-play. But get that in the bucket. Get in the bucket. There we go. There we go. What is it? 39-58. What is that? That's not quite. Yeah, just kidding. It's getting close. But anyways, yeah, eventually coming down the line, having some guests on. Let's talk about anything, you know. Build it to where you can have like high end guests, but that takes time. So we out here, we grinding, we still gonna do this. So I thank everybody for joining. But other than that, you know, it's Thursday. We almost to the weekend, so let's get it up for being Thursday. Here it is. Let's give it up for being Thursday. Yes, sir. Let's go. Yes, ma'am. Yes, people. Let's go. But on top, what I got for today is I want to talk about the Chiefs. Like I said, if I'm talking sports, I'm going to be talking a lot of Chiefs. But I talk other stuff, but I want to just talk about the Chiefs so far, what they've done in free agency, and getting people signed and franchise tags and things like that. So that's what I got on tap for today. And then the next episode, either tomorrow or Saturday, I'll be talking about, you know, tips for traveling for pro wrestling shows. But let's get it. So if you've been, get the rebound. There you go. Just got to keep scoring and get some a couple stops. And I don't need them to win. I just needed them to get that 19 and a half to keep my parlays going, my other two parlays going. And then I got another same game parlay for the KU-Samford game. So I just need to keep this going. That's a foul. That's a foul. It's an offensive foul. It's an offensive foul. Thank you. Give the ball back. Let's go. Just make a run just to keep it close. Like, I'd be happy when we get it. Like, them only be down 10 points. But there's 14-22, so there's a lot of time. But just talk about back on track. We got to get back on track. That'll happen at times. God damn, you just gave the ball away. That's a travel. You better not make that. Push it. Push the ball. You don't need a three. You haven't hit a three since I've been watching. Oh my god. But anyways, so the Chiefs, they've done a little work in the last week or two of getting some people signed. So the big deal was they had Chris Jones and LeJarius Sneed was the two biggest people about signing. So I think I hadn't done an episode where they had already franchised LeJarius Sneed because they couldn't tag Jones because it would just been too expensive. But hold on, I gotta let the dog out. He gotta go for a walk.
You wanna go for a walk, Coco? Go for a walk. There you go.
There you go. Grandma taking the dog for a walk. He taking him for a walk. She taking him for a walk. But so they had to either tag Jones or LeJarius Sneed, and we all knew they weren't tagging Jones because he's already been tagged once, and so his tag this time went around would have been like up towards like $32 million per. Anyways, his sorry for the delay. We had to find the dog's vest to put the thing on, his halter. They go for a walk. But, Chris Jones, if he was tagged this year, it would have been like $32 million, I think, for his tag. So that would have been just too expensive. So we all know they weren't tagging Jones. So they tagged Sneed, and then I think it went like 2 weeks. We're wondering, okay, is Jones going to get signed? We kept hearing stuff from the Chiefs side that they were feeling optimistic about getting the deal done. Now, they said that you had the same sentiments last season, but nothing got done. And then they got a deal done, basically, after the first game was over last year. But so they tagged Sneed, and then his tag is only, like, I think 19 and some change. So, but... And then when it came out that they were going to tag Sneed, they're also giving him an opportunity to seek a deal with another team and then for a potential trade. So, other free agents, I'll get back to that in a minute, but other free agents that I think the Chiefs have done real well in free agency because they did get Jones resigned, which probably if he hit free agency, he would have been the biggest free agent out there. But he got signed to his deal, which was a 5-year deal. I think it was 160, something like that. But he gets $95 million in the first 3 years of the deal. So basically, it's like a 3-year deal. So I don't know what's gonna happen for year 4 and 5 of that deal, if he'll be here or not. But it's basically $95 million you get in the first 3 years. So hey, he got his money. He got paid. The Chiefs, I think, had to pay him, otherwise he would have been gone. He definitely would hit free agency and gone somewhere. And there were rumblings that if we didn't sign him, he was going to go to the Raiders. That would have been tough. Oh, he would have been the most. He would have been hated by this fan base. Let's just be honest about it. If he would have not signed with us and went to the Raiders, oh boy, he would have been booed. But I'm just glad he got re-signed. He wanted to be here. We wanted him here. He wants to go for the 3-peat. He probably gets to finish his career here. which you don't always get in professional sports. So that's good. But yeah, if I had to choose between signing him or Sneed long term, like I like both of them because they're both very great players. But I want Chris Jones. I think was a huge part of the defense success in helping the secondary out and having that guy that can get pressure on the quarterback. Because when you get pressure on the quarterback, it helps your DBs out. So if I had to choose, it would be Jones. I don't want to lose Jones. I won't lose either one of them. I just want to be able to keep guys that we draft and not have a count against the cap. Can we get to that part? Just the guys you draft, and when you re-sign them, it doesn't count. But that's the NFL world I want to live in. That'll be cool. But yeah, the Jones, you got that. That's an A+. You got the biggest free agent out there. Yeah, technically he ain't hit free agency yet, but we got him. He's back on the team where he needs to be, where he belongs. So we got him. We also I was not expecting him to get re-signed Tranquil. They just re-signed Dana yesterday. They kept some other pieces. I know Willie Gay left. I'm sad to see him go, but I'm happy he got two rings. I'm happy he got his money, but it was like only a 1-year deal for like $5 million. And I'm like, couldn't the Chiefs give him that? But other than that, we just signed Hollywood Brown. And there was rumblings that, you know, Mike Evans was gonna hit free agency and they're potentially gonna sign him. But then Tampa Bay locked him up, what was it, 2 years, $52 million? Something like that. So I'm like, oh damn, they gave him that much? Ooh, 25. I mean, Mike Evans he's still solid. He still puts up 1,000 yards. I mean, he would have been a great addition to the Chiefs. I'm starting to think like teams just don't want to let players get an opportunity to talk to the Chiefs. And I'm also starting to think that teams don't even want to trade with the Chiefs. Like, unless they're trading for a player that's on the Chiefs, I don't think teams want to trade a player to the Chiefs or give picks. Or, yeah. Yeah, I'm starting to think, like, teams are like, yeah, I don't want to trade with them. I don't want to trade with them. Because there was a receiver from the Steelers that potentially could have a name for the Chiefs to get in the trade. And I guess we wanted to trade for him, but the Steelers were like, no, we're not trading with y'all. And I get that. I mean, they're in the conference. You're competing with them. So they traded the dude to an NFC team. So I can understand that, but I think teams, especially the AFC, are going to be more cautious of trading with the Chiefs unless they're trading for a player like Legarius Sneed. But this is tough out there, but I feel good. I like the Hollywood Brown signing. It's like 1 year is $3 million guaranteed with $3.5 million base salary and then $4 million in incentives. I mean, you got him on the cheap, and I mean, he can still produce, especially he'll be good in this offense. So with him, Rashid Rice, and Kelsey, and then, I mean, we still got Watson. I'm not sure if we still have Watson, but if we did, he's always in that. He can give you a couple catches a game. He always made some, like, big catches and some big moments. And then we still got Tony on the team. Like, he ain't going nowhere. And if you're wondering why he's not cut, because we're basically getting him for nothing, because he's still on his rookie deal. Same with Sky Moore. Like, those two aren't going anywhere. So, if they could just get Tony right and healthy and just get that mental part, I think he could be good. Because he's shown flashes when he first got here, when we first traded for him. He showed flashes. And so, I think it's a mental thing with him right now. I don't think it's physical. I think it's mental. And with Sky Moore, I mean, I still have hope for Sky Moore. I mean, he just would be his last year on his rookie deal. So, I'm like, if he can just, I think Sky Moore was playing out of position. I think he should be in the slot. I think that's where his game's at. And if they could put him in the slot, because they say last year he had a great training camp, so I don't know what happened between training camp and the regular season. I just think he was playing out of position. But I think just have him and Tony rotate with each other. If they can just give us something, and then you go into the draft, I think with the first round pick, you draft a wide receiver. I think that would help. either that or like a left tackle. But I think in our first round pick, I think it should be a wide receiver. So you get a rookie in here. So you have Rashee Rice coming in his second year. You got Hollywood Brown. You already know what he could do. You still got Kelce. Who's still gonna be Kelce? Even though he almost had 1,000 yards. He didn't even play last game. So what are we talking about? He's still gonna produce. And when he gets to the playoffs, that's when he's gonna step it up. So I think we'll be solid. And then we still got Pacheco. And then we get some depth at running back and things like that. So I think we'll be okay. And yeah, I'm really liking it. So like draft wise, I'm wide receiver, offensive line, and then maybe probably secondary in somewhere, and maybe even linebacker, maybe more defensive line depth, offensive line depth. I mean, you got to have depth. But I think like in the first three rounds, I'm thinking receiver, offensive line, maybe defensive line, because you don't have a Minshew back until like later in the year. And so you have George Kalafdis, you have Chris Jones, you got Mike Dana, Pinnell. I think that was another one of their signings. And then you got Felix Inudeke and Zama coming for this game. So coming for this season, yeah, it was nice for him. It was nice that he got tackled in the Super. He got to play in the Super Bowl because Aminu was out with the injury. So, but I don't know if you feel comfortable with him just being let's go, or you want him to like be able to get, because I think the plan was Minshew comes back and then Felix starts to get in there a little bit more this upcoming season. So I don't know if he'll be ready just to go in there and start from week one. So I'm thinking like more maybe draft somebody, maybe go. I mean, you got Dana, you got at that position. So I in the draft, I think it's like wide receiver, offensive lineman, defensive lineman in the first three rounds. You feel good at linebacker. You feel good at a safety, especially when you get Brian Cook back. And you feel good at DB because you still got McDuffie. Right now, you still have Snead, and I'll get to that in a minute. So, and maybe even draft some DB in the first four rounds. You got line, receiver, D-line, the line, other lines, O-line, D-line, and the secondary. And then trying to find some diamonds in the rough, some gems, somebody like Isaiah Pacheco, like the sixth or seventh round, thing like that. But other than that, like so far, I've enjoyed what the Chiefs done. I think a lot of other teams are like pressing and overpaying wide receivers, overpaying for the second best option. I mean, didn't Calvin Ridley get all this money, like, to the Titans? Didn't you have, like, A.J. Brown? You didn't want to pay him, but you paid Calvin Ridley? And now Derrick Henry's with the Ravens, which, I mean, I think that's going to be one of those things where it's like, Derrick Henry ain't done nothing in the playoffs. And it's not that you have a, it's like one of those things, like, I mean, he's getting past his prime, plus he's going to an offense that's, like, a lot of read option. And that doesn't seem like the type of offense Derrick Henry, like, would God damn, make the shot, would thrive in. Because I feel like he's more of a downhill runner, but unless they're, like, using him in and out. But I feel like with Derrick Henry, you got to give him the ball, like, continuously early in the game to get him going. And if it's, like, one of those things where they have to, like, do more different stuff, he's not going to really get going. And I think he's starting to trend downward in his career, but he's still a beast. He's still a beast. Like, it's not, he's still a fucking beast. Him and Lamar running the ball is going to be dangerous, but at the end of the day, is it going to work in the playoffs? Because Lamar hasn't made it to where he needs to be, according to everybody, according to all the experts, is that Lamar, I mean, he was the MVP this year, yeah, but that don't mean nothing if you don't do anything in the playoffs. Like, that's a regular season award. What has Lamar done in the playoffs? Wait, he's got 2-3 playoff wins? 3, I think. He lost in the AFC Championship. He made it there, and then he lost. Like, I don't know what to tell you. So, we'll see. We'll see about these other teams. I mean, the Raiders. I mean, you look at the Chargers. Hey, we're in cap hell. And then the Raiders signed Gardner Minshew. Like, I'm not gonna like. Listen, this is still, and Denver got rid of Russell Wilson. They got rid of him, so I'm still like, let's. I don't know, travel or did he tip the ball? I mean, what are we talking about here? The AFC West is still the Chiefs. I don't want to hear about any other team in the AFC West. As a matter of fact, I don't even want to hear about any team in the AFC. The Chiefs are number one until noted otherwise. Until it happens multiple years in a row. Even if they don't win the AFC Championship or make it there and win the Super Bowl, it has to happen multiple times in a row for me to be like, yeah, that team's legit. It ain't happened yet. And if it happens in just one season, no, I got to see it happen again. So until further notice, they in the AFC is the Chiefs. That's it. You can't tell me otherwise. I don't care. Josh Allen hasn't done it. Lamar hasn't done it. The only person that's done it is Burrow. And then we beat him the following year in the AFC Championship game. So what are we talking about here? Like, Burrow didn't do it back-to-back seasons. Yeah, we lost in the Super Bowl. We lost the Super Bowl. We came back. We lost in the AFC Championship game. But then we came back and went back-to-back years. Back-to-back champions. So, yeah, Joe Burrow beat us. Yeah, we lost to the Bengals in the regular season multiple times. But regular season don't matter. It's just different things. You know what I'm saying? So, and things like that. So, like, until somebody does a back-to-back season, like, it's the Chiefs. Even if they lose in the Super Bowl, it's like, I'm talking about AFC teams. Like, somebody's in the AFC's got to do a back-to-back season. Until that happens, the Chiefs are number one. Should always be the favorites in the AFC. And should always be favorite to win the Super Bowl. Unless Mahomes is not playing, I won't hear anything else about it. But on to the LeJarius Sneed. So he got tagged. He's at 19. And news came out earlier this week that there's been holdups in trade. And him getting traded because he wants to be the highest paid corner. Like, rightfully so. Like, he only gave up one touchdown. He shut down every big receiver we played. He shut down Hill. He shut down Justin Jefferson, Devontae. He shut down all the big name wide receivers. He gave up one touchdown the entire year, like regular season to the end of the playoffs. Like that, he gave up one to Tyreek Hill in the playoff game, which didn't matter. That's the only touchdown they had. But yeah. And so apparently the holdup is he wants to be the highest paid, but other teams don't want to give him that money because of the issues they're hearing that he has knee problems. Now, they're not showing now, but it could be potential down the line. It could happen this year where he gets knees start bothering him, or the next year. And I get teams don't want to pay that player a lot of money if they got injury concerns. Like, he hasn't been injured. I mean, there was a couple times where he ain't missed that many games with us. But I know about bad knees. They start hurting. So that's the holdup. So I'm thinking, and I heard other people, that he should just take what the other teams are offering, even if it's not the highest paid, so he can get his money. Because he's only made $4 million in his career, and he's one of the best. But yeah, he gets the 19, but let's say he gets injured this year. He's got the 19, right? His team's going to pay him the big money if he gets hurt and it's because of his knees. To say he has a good season, but he misses like 4 games because of his knees. But the other games he played in besides those 4, he was still balling out. Will he get his money, or a team be like, yeah, we're not going to give you the highest pay because you got knee problems. You missed 4 games, 4 or more games. But yeah, you made a balled out. So it could be smart for him just to take. But the teams are, it's probably still good money. It's probably not the highest paid. You're probably like the 5th or 6th highest paid. But, I mean, that's a decision he wants to make. And I really think he's going to be here. I don't think he's going to get traded unless he decides he wants to take what they're offering him. It's not the trade compensation. It's the fact that he wants to be the highest paid. So, I think he'll be here for the rest of this season. I don't think he'll get tagged next season. And maybe that's the reason why the Chiefs don't want to give him the long-term deal either, is because of the knee issues. But, I mean, you can't be mad at making $19 million in one season. That's still a life-changing money, if you ask me. $19 million, especially if you invested it right and you're smart with your money. Even the $4 million he made, if he was smart with it and invested it right and didn't spend it all on nonsense things, you put that together with the $19 million you're making this year, and if you stay healthy and ball out, you'll get a nice size contract next year in free agency. I mean, look at Kirk Cousins. That man played on two franchise tags. So it was 1 year he was making like 20 with Washington, and then the next year he made like close to 30, and then he got the deal with the Vikings, and now he got another $100 million deal with the Falcons. That man's making like $200 million in his career, and he played on two franchise tags and got two big contracts from two different teams. So he's played with three teams. So it's like, it's really not that big of a deal to play on the franchise tag if you stay healthy and you're able to ball out. So, but I think he'll be here for this 1 year. So I think he wants to be here. I think he wants to three-peat. That's why I don't think he's like, I'm getting paid 19 and I get a chance to, we get a chance to three-peat. I get a chance to be a part of history. And I'll just get my money next year. So I'm hoping he stays healthy. He balls out. We get the 3P. He can go on. He's got his four rings. Yeah, four rings and things like that. And he can go get his money next year. So I'm happy. I think I'm 90% sure he'll be here for this season under the franchise tag. I don't think he'll get traded. And if he does get traded, it would be likely right before the draft. Because if he's still on, if he's not traded before the draft, and the draft is over, he's here for the rest of this. He's here for the 1 year franchise deal. So I just now let's just wait till the draft and see what other teams and the Chiefs do, and see if we can go out there and ball out next year and get this three-peat, baby. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. So yeah, I mean, that's all I got for today. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. I know I had a little pause in there. I'll probably edit that out. And things like that. Just had to get the dog out and things like that. But that's what we do here. I don't have my own studio. I'm down here on my couch in my room. I got the door locked, but yeah. Eventually we will go way up to that type of thing, you know what I'm saying? Where, you know, I get a little room and just make it my studio. We can do the AK show from there, you know what I'm saying? But thank you for everybody tuning in. Be sure to follow me on the socials. Just look for AK the Ref. Look for that or Adam Kennedy. AK the Ref on Instagram, AK the Ref on Twitter. I'm not calling it X. You may call it X. Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. And things like that. I'm out here. I'll have this episode up this evening. Eventually, I think this is probably this weekend, probably tomorrow, I'm going to start posting my other episodes on YouTube. Just to have another platform. Because now I'm doing video. I like doing the video. I don't like just doing the audio. I like doing the video so I can see. I'm watching myself talk. I can see my facial features. I like video podcasts. I like that. So, but these videos, these podcasts that like I'm on doing, because I do it through Spotify, only the video part will show up on Spotify. When it goes like Apple or Google, it's only audio. So that's why I'm thinking like if I might just upload to YouTube as well. So if you don't use Spotify, you go to YouTube. But, I mean, you know what it is. People use whatever they want to use. But, like, when I submit and publish through Spotify for podcasters, the video portion only goes to Spotify. On the other places, it doesn't go. It's not video. It's just audio. So, if you want to watch the video, you got to go on Spotify. So, that's why I think I'm going to go upload on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? But, with that said, thanks for tuning in. I'll see everybody. I'll have another episode drop tomorrow. So with that said, I'm out. Peace.